Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I came prepared this week. Do we like The Guardian?
I like The Guardian. It has some good stuff in it.
Because I had a choice of sources on this one, and I couldn't remember if the New York one I did see it under first was one that we liked or not, and I just felt too much pressure on it, and I could didn't know where to go with it. So I looked for another source. So here we are. Glad okay. We like The Guardian. This one from The Guardian. January 14, 2026. I'm not sure who it's from. It might be the Trump administration. It says Trump administration at the top. EPA to stop calculating money and lives saved by curbs on air pollution. The Environmental Protection Agency says it will stop calculating how much money is saved in healthcare costs avoided and deaths prevented from air pollution rules that curb two deadly pollutants. The change means the EPA will focus rules for fine particulate matter and ozone only on the cost to industry, part of a broader realignment under Donald Trump toward a business-friendly approach that has included the rollback of multiple policies meant to safeguard human health and the environment and slow climate change. This just keeps getting more infuriating the more I talk.
Yeah, largely considered a bad thing to take care of your citizens over the cost of capital.
The agency said in a statement late on Monday that it, quote, absolutely remains committed to our core mission of protecting human health and the environment, end quote, but, quote, will not be monetizing the impacts at this time, end quote. The EPA will continue to estimate costs to businesses to comply with the rules and will continue ongoing work to refine its economic methodologies of pollution rules, spokesperson Bridget Hirsch said. Environmental and public health advocates called the agency's actions a dangerous abdication of one of its core missions. Quote, the EPA's mandate is to protect public health, not to ignore the science in order to eliminate clean air safeguards that save lives, said John Walk, a senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council. There is an end quote somewhere up there. He called the change in how public health benefits are calculated reckless, dangerous, and illegal, adding, quote, by pretending real health benefits do not count, EPA wants to open the door for industry to foul the air while communities and families pay the price in asthma attacks, heart disease, and premature deaths, end quote. The change in how the EPA calculates health benefits was first reported by the New York Times. The move comes as the Trump administration is seeking to abandon a rule that sets tough standards for deadly soot pollution, arguing that the Biden administration did not have authority to set the tighter standard on pollution from tailpipe smokestacks and other industrial sources. In a court filing in November, the EPA said the Biden-era rule was done without the rigorous stepwise process that Congress required and was therefore unlawful. Jesus
Christ. It's amazing to hear them say that they care about what Congress needs.
Yeah, or that something's unlawful.
Yeah, or the president couldn't do this.
Yeah. It's incredible to hear these words put to this kind of use. The EPA said it continued to recognize the, quote, clear and well-documented benefits of reducing fine particulate matter, also known as PM2.5 and ozone. Quote, not monetizing does not equal not considering or not valuing the human health impact, end quote. Hirsch said in an emailed statement saying the agency under its administrator Lee Zeldin remains committed to protecting human health. Since the EPA's...
He forgot to put rich humans' health.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the only humans they care about.
Yeah, exactly.
The ones who own the stock, their health will be fine.
The ones that know the secrets about the pedophiles. Since the EPA's creation more than 50 years ago, Republican and Democratic administrators have used different estimates to assign monetary value to human life and cost-benefit analyses. Under Biden, the EPA estimated that its proposed rule on PM2.5 would prevent up to 4,500 premature deaths and 290,000 lost workdays by 2032. I did really good at those numbers, by the way. Everybody send us an email and let me know. For every $1 spent on reducing PM2.5, 2.5, the agency said there could be as much as $77 in health benefits.
Yeah, less money spent on healthcare.
Okay.
Because they're healthier.
But the Trump administration contends that these estimates are misleading. By failing to include ranges or other qualifying statements, the EPA's use of an estimate leads the public to believe the agency has a better understanding of the monetized impacts of exposure to PM2.5 and ozone than in reality. The agency said in an economic impact analysis for the new rule. Therefore, to rectify this error, the EPA is no longer monetizing benefits from PM2.5 and ozone, but will continue to quantify the emissions until the agency is confident enough in the modeling to properly monetize those impacts. The United States has made substantial progress in reducing PM2.5 and ozone concentrations since 2000, the agency said, but critics said a new EPA rule that revises emission limits for dangerous nitrogen oxide pollution from new gas-burning turbines used in power plants demonstrates the risk of a new approach. Emissions of nitrogen oxide, also known as NOx, forms smog and soot that is harmful to human health and linked to serious heart and lung diseases. The EPA's final NOx rule, issued on Monday, is substantially less restrictive than a proposal under the Biden administration. For some gas plants, the rule weakens protections in place for two decades. The new rule does not estimate the economic value of health benefits from reducing NOx and other types of air pollution under the Clean Air Act. Critics said the change meant the EPA will ignore the economic value of lives saved, hospital visits avoided, and lost work and school days prevented. Under Trump, the EPA, quote, recklessly refuses to place any value on protecting the health of millions of Americans from nitrogen oxide pollution in the face of mountains of medical science finding that this pollution contributes to asthma attacks, heart disease, and other serious health problems, end quote, said Noha Hagag, a lawyer for the Environmental Defense Fund, another environmental group. End of article. I forgot to start that with a warning that this is going to be bad news.
Okay, I didn't know that. With everything you just heard, I've been showing people in my regular life this picture to kind of like exemplify the trajectory all the world's on. So that's the EPA, the US, what they're working on. I'm gonna share my screen with you here.
Am I not in your regular life? Why haven't I seen this picture?
Well, because you're not in my regular life in the way that you would expect. This is what China's working on. This is a blimp that goes 2,000 meters into the sky.
Okay.
And just sits there with, what is that, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 wind farm turbines in it and generates power up there. And like completely out of sight, out of mind from everybody and in much better wind conditions because it can just go where there's higher winds.
It seems like there'd be a lot more wind up there.
So the US is worried about EPA regulations and making sure that companies can pollute as much as possible. China is formulating new ways of working on wind farms. On top of that, they're also the largest installers of solar and wind power in the world. And like, we've talked about these things all in the past. And just, you can see who is clearly going to be the winner of the next century with this stuff.
Oh yeah, I think it's clear. It's very clear. Yeah, that's just one that I haven't heard yet. For the podcast that we are, and we might be getting, I'm going to cut it soon, I promise, guys. This is a mini after all. For the promise of all the alien disclosure that I'm sure a lot of people in the community, especially David Wilcock, are pretty excited for right now. The Trump administration is doing some pretty fucking heinous shit, and I'm not about to get derailed by a little bit of alien disclosure.
When he very clearly knows nothing about it, yeah, for everything he said.
I think it's just another thing that he's kind of like, oh, look at this, instead of the fact that I am in the Epstein files, because I am, allegedly, a pedophile. So don't forget that.
I guess opinion at this point, but yeah. I don't know. When this podcast comes out, who knows where we're at.
It's true.
Things move fast.
They do. Real fast these days.
Anyhow, you guys got 48 hours. Just like brace your legs for everything that happens because it's just like, it'll happen. There's 48 hours. Braced. That's a lot of time. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.